They're coming to get you. They're coming for you, Barbara.
They're coming to get you.
Coming to get you, Barbara.
This is They're Coming to Get You with a Season 6 opener. My name is Brent Terhune.
My name is Gavin Eddings, and Brent, I just want to tell you, nice tits, bitch.
Nice tits, bitch. That's exactly what I was going to say, my first words, but you took the words right out of my mouth.
So this is the Season 6 opener, kind of. Happy Thanksgiving, by the way. This will be being dropped on Thanksgiving. And we are recording this a little bit in advance, so we don't know how the movie Thanksgiving's going to be. But we do know that Thanksgiving is a turkey time tradition for, it should be for none of you. None of you should be watching this movie on a semi-regular basis. In our, over on Patreon, patreon.com/ They're Coming to Get You, one of our patrons, Cheeseburger Cavalier, one of our longtime patrons, Cheeseburger Cavalier, said, you guys should watch Thanksgiving. And then Mikey3D and Chanel and everybody's like, you should watch
this. Dogpile. Yeah, Dogpile on the turkey.
And it was watching this movie that I realized, although I like money, the Patreon was a mistake. These people do not like us. They do not care about our well-being. They only use us for their selfish needs.
Now, so I take it this was your first watch of Thanksgiving, right, Gavin?
I was aware of Thanksgiving as an idea out there in the ether. And I'd heard it's not very good. I knew about boobs in the first 2 seconds, which we'll get to.
That's on the DVD cover.
It's on the DVD cover. And I've heard it's one of those notoriously bad movies. And it lives up to all of that hype. I just, oh my God, it is just a mess of a movie. And, but speaking of Patreon, actually, never mind. We did that last week. Now that I'm thinking about it. So, okay. So go ahead. And Brent, was your first time watching this?
This is my second time watching this. We did a full watch along on the Cafeteria podcast, the sister pod, I guess, the other show that I'm on. So this was my second time watching it. I knew what to expect. The good thing about this movie is that it's just 70 minutes long.
Yes, that was one thing that I liked, was it was about a good, solid 66 minutes, which is a brisk, that is like less than an episode of, like a little more than a prestige episode of an HBO show.
It's one of those things where I'm glad it's short, but in some ways it felt longer.
It very much did. Now, you said that you watched it on the Cafeteria. How did Ryan and Johnny feel about this?
Yeah, Ryan E. Miller, Johnny LaQuasto. We've watched other movies too. We watched good movies like A Christmas Vacation, National Lampoons. I don't want you to confuse that with any other.
Yeah.
We've also watched Jack Frost, and we've watched The Ginger Dead Man. So we're one out of four, but I think they enjoyed it, and I think this is a fun movie, but it's like, in some ways it has really good parts that are funny and it's supposed to be bad, but then other parts where the bad is bad.
If this movie was condensed into a 3-minute TikTok, it's the best thing ever. Like, you just condense it, you clean it up a little bit, you put it on TikTok, you have yourself a viral sensation. As it is now, as an actual movie for us to consume, it is a mess. However, I wouldn't say that I didn't enjoy it, but when it was over, I wasn't like, that's the worst thing ever. It's terrible, but it's fine, if that makes sense.
It's it's bad in a good way.
Yes. But then sometimes it's also bad in a very, very bad way.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and like this movie is free on Tubi. I watched it both times when I've done it for both pods. I think it'll be a Tubi staple.
I watched it on Tubi as well.
If you like bad movies that are fun, I'll say watch this movie.
Yes.
just know what you're, don't expect anything. Like, the budget of this movie was $3,500.
And that's not, and when you say 3.5, that was $3,500.
Yeah, 3,500. 3,500. And for that budget, according to Wikipedia, I don't think this movie looked bad.
It doesn't. It's got some good effects. And I even wrote in my notes, I was like, this has some good animation bits. like this animation isn't bad for how shitty this movie is.
And the turkey, whose name is just Turkey.
Yes, of course.
Given that it's a turkey puppet, I think it looks pretty good. When you look at it at a $3,500 budget and it's called Thanksgiving, for all this movie is, I think the puppet looks pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen worse puppets in bigger budget movies. Of course, the one that I always go to is the American Sniper Baby, when they just made Bradley Cooper hold the actual doll. And you're like, you know what? This turkey looks better than that baby in that Academy Award winning film.
I think Clint Eastwood just didn't want to put up with a real baby. He likes to do his two takes and go to lunch. And really, if Bradley Cooper was being a method actor, you want to have him holding a real baby playing Chris Kyle.
I like the way you're like, Clint Eastwood does his two takes. We call that in the business a reverse Kubrick.
Yeah, that's true. Like, yeah, you know who really did shoot the moon landing was Clint Eastwood. Two and done.
Reverse Kubrick, also my favorite sexual position.
You know, I gave Carol the old reverse Kubrick, if you know what I'm saying.
I don't want to hurt you. I just want to bash your fucking brains and give me the reverse Kubrick, baby.
Can you imagine Kubrick making, I don't know, one of the Buzzes. I don't know who walked on the moon first. I should. Armstrong.
Buzz Lightyear, I believe.
Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah.
Do it again. Like, just emotionally breaking that man down, walking on the moon.
I was thinking, could you imagine Stanley Kubrick directing pornography?
I'm good for one shot, Stanley.
We're going to have to reset the shot. It's going to take about 20 to 30 minutes, maybe, if we're good.
Let's get some Blue Chew and Gatorade in them and set back up.
Blue Chew and Gatorade, a balanced breakfast. Girl dinner. Girl dinner.
So I think this movie it's fun.
Yes.
Now, is it like one that you want to watch all the time? I don't think so. But again, you're watching Thanksgiving.
Yes.
It is what it is, you know?
Some of you might be listening to this podcast on the way to grandmother's house, over the river and through the woods, if you will. And you're like,
the horse knows.
The horse, it knows where it's going. But you might be on your way to grandmother's house or your family for Thanksgiving, and you're like, we're going to eat turkey. We're going to be with our families the entire day. Football's going to end. And you're going to say, well, what movie should we put on? Should we put on Planes, Trains, and Automobiles? Should we put on a Christmas movie? I say, put on Thanksgiving. Let the family know what a deviant you are. Just how unhinged and problematic you are as a child or cousin or father and whatever you are.
Hey, it's got boobs in the first second. Set the tone.
Yeah, give Grandpa some Blue Chew and a Gatorade and see if he feels something.
Everybody go in the next room.
This got the... Back in my day, when the talkies, they didn't have boobs in the first minute, let me tell you.
Now, I will say, those boobs in the first minute belong to one Wanda Lust.
Is she a pornographic actress?
She is, and she was cast off Craigslist, and I'm looking at her IMDb.
Her IMDb?
Her last appearance was in 2012 in Thanksgiving 3.
She got to reprise her role?
I've started Thanksgiving 3. I didn't watch all the way through, but she plays a naked astronaut where her tits are out at just... It's a spacesuit, but her tits are out.
I hate... That's actually really funny. I hate that as a 36-year-old man, I'm still like, that's pretty fucking funny. Like, that's pretty... It's funny. Also, you mentioned Thanksgiving 3. There is no Thanksgiving 2.
Yeah. They just went to 3.
Yeah, and they put it into space. I've never watched it. Maybe we'll watch it at some point just for funsies. But this movie...
No, I'm not done. Hold on. I'm not done.
I'm sorry.
I have more on Wanda Lust, Gavin.
So much on Wanderlust. Also, your pants are off as you read.
Well, that's how I record every show. That's why we don't do video stuff. Unless we do a new Patreon. We'll make that the Nut and Run tier. She's also in Mature Women Unleashed 3, Her First Older Woman 6, Her First Older Woman 2, Older Woman, Younger Men 11. I like how that's not even like a title. That's just, what do you, that's a search. Also in 2008, she was in one I need to check out called Cock Smoking Grannies.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, not so much anymore, but when you travel and stuff. On the hotel TV, do you ever just read the pornography titles?
I don't. I never turn on the hotel TV, really. I bring my iPad with me, and I never really turn it on, to be honest.
Really? See, yeah. I love me a good hotel TV. I go to whenever I travel or do stand-up or just travel for pleasure, if you will. Not so much business. But if I'm traveling, that hotel TV turns on, and I try to find either ESPN or the Investigative Discovery Channel, because I fall asleep in hotel rooms wonderfully to Forensic Files. Forensic Files is a tried and true staple. It's always on late at night, because when you do comedy, you're usually getting back to the hotel about 11, maybe midnight. So you're like, I need to watch something. What's there? Bill motherfucking Curtis and some Forensic Files.
I've never watched Forensic Files.
Really?
Yep.
I don't want to spoil every episode, but Forensic solves it.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
I'll have to check that out.
They almost got away with it, except for one single hair fiber under the dog's nose.
I've been falling asleep to Cock Smoking Grannies is what I've been. Dirty Jokes, the movie. Now, she followed up Thanksgiving with CSG is what I'll call it. Cock Smoking Grannies.
I was like, Crime Scene Grannies?
Which has a 7.7, and Thanksgiving has a 4.2 rating.
Wait, which
Cock Smoking Grannies is rated higher than Thanksgiving.
Well, really, Cock Smoking Grannies is actually a deep dive and a really good look at American politics in the 1930s. It's a very film. You have to have an IQ of 150 to fully enjoy Cock Smoking Grannies.
She's also in Bustin' Nut 6, Mature Kink Orgy number 7, and my favorite, it's a 1 and 2, it's MILF Does a Brother Good.
I believe the brother in that is spelled B-R-O-T-H-A.
Hell yes.
Oh, brother. Shit. That's because I believe that's what they call an interracial film, perhaps?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Good.
I'd never check it out because I can't pretend it's me. So,
she has quite the IMDb. She has quite the discography there, if you will, the filmography rather.
And we're kicking off this season, you know, our wrap up episodes, which you don't check out. I would because they're just fun banter. We have a category, best nudity. Hey. This is in the running. It's only the first episode of the season, but I got to say, it's probably in the running, right?
Yeah, and some people complain that in season 5, there wasn't a lot of nudity, and it's not. It turned out that the mother from Barbarian was the only nudity in the season, because we watched like Ernest Scared Stupid, and Ernest didn't hang dong. And we watched Halloween Town, and Debbie Reynolds would not do nudity for that Disney Channel original movie. And maybe she's a prude. Maybe she's ashamed of her body. I don't know. Maybe they can't show titties on the Mouse Channel. That's not for me to decide. But people were like, there's no nudity. What do we do? So they're like, I guess I'll pick the gross titties of the granny, I guess.
The mother? Yeah.
The mother?
You have grannies on the mind.
So this season, we're giving you boobs in the first seconds of the film. So
warning.
So Wanda Lust, baby, the cock-smoking granny herself.
I don't know when that one was made, but she's not a grandma, and you know, she's like a Maury Povich grandma. Like,
Well, in the adult industry, I don't want to get too into, but in the adult industry, you become a MILF when you turn 30. So, and then you're a GILF at 35. You and I are some grandpas. We'd like to leave us alone.
Please don't touch me.
But the movie does open with that nudity in the first minute of it, and you've got Wanda Lust as a pilgrim with just her tits out.
And we get the first line of the movie is nice tits, bitch.
as she's chased by a turkey puppet with an axe. This turkey, I know he can walk and talk and all that stuff. I don't know how he wields this pilgrim's axe, but if you're on board for what you're watching, a movie called Thanksgiving, don't question it. Just go with it.
Yeah, it's a talking turkey that murders, but then somehow when he drives, we lost a few people. And yeah. I said, someone must have been giving him lessons. Do you think the turkey and Michael Myers went to the same driving school?
I hope so. I hope that's canon. They're like, when I met him, he was but a gobble gobble. And he had the eyes.
The sharpest beak.
the sharpest beak. So then we meet up with a group of teens, Allie, Kristen, Johnny, Billy, Darren. Of course, they are all played by people you will never hear of ever again. No point even naming their names on their actor's IMDb page.
That's a bit harsh.
Do you want to? I mean, Wanda Lust has the highest pedigree of any of them.
Well, I will say the guy that played Darren reprised his role for a musical version of this, but we'll talk about that later in our little facts section.
Little fact section. But these family members are going on, they're going to, I believe it is Kristen's dad's house for Thanksgiving.
I think they all, it's not state, I think they all live in the same town, but then somehow, like, the nerd character, like, is like, wait up, guys, and then I'll call him the redneck character, mm-hmm. is like, no, he's cool. But yeah. So somehow they've gone to the school for however many years and never met the nerd until just before Thanksgiving break.
Yes. So it is what it is. Are they in high school?
I think they're in college.
Okay. I was like, they are of a young adult age of some sort.
Yeah, they've got beer, but that doesn't really mean anything.
Yeah, you know? I mean, high school kids never drink. I don't know if that's just something that you didn't know, but high school kids don't drink until they're 21. They always follow the law.
Yeah, I waited.
You waited, and then you're like, I don't even do it. And now
I actually waited until I was married to drink.
So. I'm saving my palate for marriage, and then you're like, oh, is this a IPA? What is this?
Mick Ultra, where have you been all my life?
People, a lot of your other friends lost it to Natty Ice, but you waited for a Mick Ultra.
I want it to be special.
I also like that, so all the characters meet up around the school, and they're like, well, we're going to go. And they keep talking about their tits. They use the word tits so much in this. Nice tits, mm-hmm. bitch. Allie's going to show her tits. Woo! It's more like tits giving. That's an actual line that somebody said in a movie that was written down by another person.
That was put to paper.
And they're like, I can't let this go. I get tits giving must be said out loud.
Patton Oswalt, the comedian, has a bit. I don't know if you know it, but it's a bit about the movie Deathbed, the bed that eats people. I think it's something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Where he talks about that's a real movie that somebody got made.
Mm-hmm.
So anytime you had an idea where you thought it was a good idea and you had your self-doubts, just remember somebody made Deathbed, somebody made Thanksgiving, somebody made these piles of shit.
Yeah.
And you have a good idea just sitting on the shelf.
Yeah, and we make fun of this and say, like, it only had a prop, it only had a budget of $3,500. But you know it's made, like, it sold enough DVDs and gotten enough of that sweet, sweet Tubi money that it's made money. I guarantee you the director's not rich by any means, but he's made some money on this at least.
I mean, you have to look at it like Terrifier. I don't know the budget of that. We talked about it on a previous episode, mm-hmm. but that was almost probably done in the same style of here. We got $100,000. Let's shoot it in one location. That's how like stuff like this can get made, mm-hmm. is you do it low budget, but you make it cool. And then it blossoms into something different. So again, as I said, for $3,500, it is like I've seen worse looking movies than this.
Oh yeah, oh absolutely. And what this movie has going for it, what it does have going for it, is it does have a gimmick. It has a gimmick. Mm-hmm. A lot of low budget horror movies that we mentioned on our like we did a Patreon episode on found footage movies. And that's a lot of a gateway for a lot of filmmakers to get in is found footage stuff. But this movie has a simple gimmick. A Thanksgiving movie, it's a killer turkey. That is mm-hmm. the gimmick. That is like the one-line pitch. Thanksgiving movie where the killer is a turkey. And you're like, okay, I know what that is. So then you have the idea that it's so bad it's good. So it's very marketable in that regard. So it's not a great movie, but it was a smart decision to make it so dumb and marketable.
It's that Halloween thing where we all watch Halloween around Halloween. We watch all the Christmas movies around Christmas. Mm-hmm. It's one of those where it's at least infamous enough or good enough, depending on who you ask, that we're talking about it on this show.
Yeah. And while you did say that the movie does look good, it does. But there are some weird editing choices throughout. There's a scene where they are like talking outside the school where they're talking about tits given, etc. Mm-hmm. They meet Darren the nerd, of course, and they're like, we're going to go together, whatever. And then they have like that weird shot where they're all walking, but they speed it up for no reason. I was like, why? Just transition to a different shot. What was this sped up shot that you just did?
I probably would have done that too if I found that effect on iMovie. I'd be like, no, I know how to do this now, so I'm going to include it in this movie for no reason.
I mean, I'm guilty of that in my YouTube videos. It's like, I have this preset, so I'll use this preset. Is this a wipe? Let's use this wipe because it's there.
Old George Lucas over here with your wipes.
I love me a good wipe in Premiere Pro. Really.
Can we also talk about how Wanda Lust has her boobs out for no reason? It's not like your top comes loose. She's just running around. And they shot that in a park without a permit. One of the facts. So.
I did not know that. That is good to know. Also,
to be a bird watcher in that park on that day.
You didn't even have to be. We get to see all the tits there. And you can see more in her filmography that I'm sure you're very familiar with.
By now I am, yeah.
You're like, the plot of CSG-1 wasn't as good as CSG-2, but it all comes together in CSG-8, let me tell you.
Hey, it makes sense, and MILF does a brother good. That's just not for the brothers, let me say that.
Listen, it makes a political statement, but I can still enjoy it, let me tell you.
MILF does a ginger good, I'll say that.
That sounds like a Christmas movie. Be like, Merry Christmas. What day is it? It's Christmas Day, Wanderlust.
You boy. Whose tits are those?
Well, let me tell you.
Tiny Wanderlust tits, sir.
Also, I love some of this dialogue where Allie is like the hoe. And they're like, she's like, I don't give it up for me. I'm a prude. And they're like, you're a hoe. And this movie was shot in like 2008, came out in 2010, where you're a hoe is like, people still said ho on a regular basis.
She a hoe, Maury. She a hoe.
I ain't that baby daddy. Ain't got my nose. That ain't my baby, let me tell you.
And I do like that there's three jokes that are reused in this where they say her legs are harder to close than the JonBenet Ramsey case.
And they say it
once, but then she says it again, and they laugh like that was the first time she said it. But then it's done again as a joke by the nerd. But those first two, there's weird editing things in this where I don't know if they remembered that they used that joke. Like they only watched the movie once and didn't go back and edit it. I don't know.
I've had that happen before. I was doing my Terrifier reaction video and I exported it and I watched it before I uploaded it. And I went to a point where I was like, I watched it. I was like, God damn it. Cause I cut out a part that I forgot. I didn't cut out a part I thought I did. So I just like repeated myself through different takes. Mm-hmm. And you see me going like, God damn it. So yeah, they may have just accidentally left that in twice and forgot they didn't do it.
But then the second time they sell it so much funnier.
Yeah.
Like they hadn't already heard the joke.
It's not a good joke by any means. It's dated by 2008 standard. Cause JonBenet was like 96, 97, something like that.
Well, and you're Mr. ID channel over here, so you would know.
You're right. Listen, the thing that sticks out of the JonBenet Ramsey case for me was that there was a ransom, and the ransom was for like $150,000, and that was the bonus, the Christmas bonus that the dad got from his company. And I was like, that's a bonus? God damn.
I want a brand new pool for my family, which was what Clark Griswold was going to use as his bonus.
I'm putting in a pool.
And then there's other thing when they break down on the side of the road. I'm kind of getting ahead of us. But inconsistency. So the girl calls her dad,
mm-hmm.
and he says, "Are you going to be able to come to the annual policeman's ball or whatever he says tonight?"
You know, the policeman's Thanksgiving ball, as everyone does.
And also, I'm just now telling you about it.
Yeah. Hope you don't have plans on Thanksgiving.
So the car breaks down, and they have to camp that night. But then she calls that day or the next night, and she goes, "I'll still be able to go to the policeman's ball with you," which would have been the night before.
Listen, I don't know if you know this, but there is a festival of the policeman's ball. It is like Hanukkah for policemen. Mm-hmm. It is 8 glorious nights of dancing with your daughter. 8 glorious nights.
It's like how WrestleMania is now. There's night one and night two.
They're like, it's too. The policeman's ball is too big for one night. Night two is when the Undertaker comes back.
But that's like where this movie is funny with like all the stuff that's supposed to be bad.
Yes.
But then I'm like, you couldn't even edit around where she's like not saying like it was supposed to be last night, but now it's tonight type deal.
Yeah, I'm not going to critique their editing too hard, because I think the shitty editing and the reusing of corny, hacky JonBenet Ramsey jokes, it was one of the most enjoyable parts of the movie for me. Because they're like, you know what makes a joke funny? And we've seen people in stand-up do this. Like, if it was funny once, mm-hmm. it'll be funny twice. If it's funny twice, it'll be funny three times. And that is not always the case. I've done shows before where something funny happens in the crowd, and then I reference it too much. And you're like, nope, I've lost him. I've gone back to that well. That well is now dry.
Like Cock Smoking Grannies, released in 2008. And then MILF Does a Brother Good.
Actually, I heard that MILF Does a Ginger Good, too. You hear about that?
You seen this? You heard about this, folks?
Maybe it's a cock smoking granny. Am I right? Am I right?
Hey, Kevin Eubanks. You're a cock smoking granny.
Oh, shit, Kev. You know what? I was more of a MILF Does a Brother Good fan myself, Jay.
How's that for old references? Referencing the Jay Leno Tonight Show with Kevin Eubanks.
Hey, listen, okay? Listen. Jay Leno is still doing JonBenet Ramsey jokes, okay? So let him live. Let him live. Like, all right, so JonBenet Ramsey.
Can I live?
This case is hard to close in JonBenet Ramsey. This movie's so rough, though. Let's talk about... Can we talk about Turkey? Can we talk about Turkey?
Let's talk about Turkey.
Turkey is... Who is Turkey voiced by?
It's the director, I think.
Because that... Oh, my God.
But it's like... It sounds modulated, does it not? Jordan Downey?
Yeah, it just... It is a weird voice. It is so... It is so unnaturally deep and shrill at the same time
mm-hmm.
that... It's like, I think that's what a turkey would sound like, probably.
That's right. It almost sounds like when somebody is on that show, like Gangland.
Yeah.
Where they have the guy in the dark and they mask his voice and only do a silhouette so you can't tell who it is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if they did that with a turkey, you would know automatically that's a turkey, you know?
It's just a silhouette of a turkey wearing sunglasses.
And clearly the feathers and everything.
Their plumage. Is it plumage, maybe?
Plumage, yeah.
Yeah, learn that word.
We also have to talk about that. So we get that the first scene where he's chasing the pilgrim, and then it comes, they say, like, every 505 years, the turkey comes back to kill white people. I'm all for that as long as it's not me. And then like he's resurrected by the dog. Was it Flasher?
Yeah.
Or like so it's a collie that pisses on the grave,
mm-hmm.
which is how they bring back Freddy in which Nightmare on Elm Street 4, I think.
I think it's 4 in the junkyard.
Yeah, where a dog pisses on him.
Pisses fire on him. Don't forget, pisses fire.
And then the turkey comes up and he says, "Oh, I'm pissed."
Then he kills the dog. We have a dog death in this.
I don't like that.
Not really. Yeah. I'm always sadder when it's a cat that dies. But that's just me because I'm a cat person, but dogs still deserve to live in horror movies. Let them live.
Hey, I know a cemetery we could take them to.
Oh, God, we can't.
Down that rod.
R.I.P. R.I.P. every cat.
And we get this old, they call him the Hermit. He's not old. I called him in my notes Ted Nugent. He's just kind of a guy that lives in a shack and he's looking for the dog, and he's kind of a reoccurring character. He's kind of, you know, the those Friday movies where there's like a harbinger of doom.
The doomsayer.
Yeah. He's Crazy Ralph and that kind of stuff.
So do you know what this person's name is that plays Oscar the Hermit?
General Bastard.
Oh, God. Imagine being a bastard and getting all the way to rank of general in the military.
Yeah, in my notes, he drove from Michigan to film his part over a few days.
That is commitment.
Because it said General Bastard, and I said, well, that can't be that guy's name, but he's got an Instagram account. I looked him up. I don't know that he's posted in a while, but he's a real person.
I wonder, is that his real name?
It can't be.
I don't even know if Bastard's a real last name.
I think legally you could change your name to Bastard.
I mean, you can legally change your name to most things. Chad Ochocinco from the Bengals. That's true. That's a late 2000s football reference.
That's so 2000 and late.
You say that. I still, you jest, you king of jokes, you, but I still think of your 2000 and late on a semi-regular basis. It lives rent-free in my head. I'm like, you're so 2000 and late.
That reference is harder to close than JonBenet Ramsey's case.
The brother did it, by the way.
Oh shit. Okay.
Yeah.
He was.
Go ahead.
I just think those pageants aren't good for children, but who am I?
I mean, I think you agree. Do you want to do a deep dive into the world of child pageants?
Yeah, toxicity and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what this podcast about Thanksgiving should turn into. Be like, Cuties was disgusting on Netflix. How dare they show that?
But we do get the story of Turkey. He comes back every 505 years to kill Whitey.
Yeah.
And then I guess one of the people in the party is an ancestor of the pilgrims. Is that my understanding? Is that correct?
I think it's, is it Billy who's the ancestor?
It doesn't matter. This shit doesn't matter.
But nothing matters, man. Also, Kill Whitey was also almost the name of this podcast, by the way.
That's true. Yeah, it was either they're coming to get you or Kill Whitey.
I watched this last night and I took notes, and it's only 66 minutes. But I'm having a hard time remembering most things that happen in it.
How often did you look at your phone?
I was on my phone most of the time, just trying to free my brain. I watched it, and it's fine, but yeah. I was like, yeah, what's going on the TikTok?
We do get the scene, one of my favorite scenes in this movie, between the cop and his wife. With the best mustache in a movie I've ever seen.
Yeah. Just
and he takes
immaculate.
A sip of the coffee and he says, God damn, what'd you put in this shit? And then she goes, yes, I want a divorce.
Yeah, and it just cuts to some poop in a coffee mug.
A turd, yeah.
Do you put the poop in before you brew the coffee or after you brew the coffee?
I put it in the filter so it just gets some of the turd off, but not the whole thing. That's like Colombian.
You're like, I asked my Colombian friend to come over, and I was like, listen, it's gonna sound weird. I need you to poop in this coffee filter.
Drink this regular coffee so it helps you make my coffee for tomorrow.
Are you a coffee person?
No, I wish I was, because coffee's everywhere. I never liked the taste of coffee. I should revisit it.
I was raised Mormon, so as we talked about on the show a little bit, I was raised Mormon, and coffee's like one of the, like, not a deadly sin, but it's like something you don't do. They're like hot drinks, part of the words of wisdom, don't do drugs, whatever, and coffee. And then I got to college, and I was like, I'm going to drink this coffee I've been hearing so much about. And my coffee, I do enjoy coffee quite a bit, but I need to have more creamer than coffee in it.
Oh, yeah. So you and my mom would get along real well, because she...
We already do.
She, Yeah, I know. She's told me. You should really please my mom better in the bedroom.
Listen, I'm trying to be one of those brothers from the movie, but I just I ain't got their moves or their rhythm.
Gavin does a MILF good.
That is my catchphrase, by the way.
I imagine you as a Mormon, and it's the caffeine thing, right? Like, you guys weren't allowed to have caffeine?
It's weird because, yeah, so they talk about caffeine as, like, it's like a stimulant. It's like a drug, mm-hmm. basically. But so many missionaries are just, like, drinking Mountain Dews and it's very wishy-washy. Of all the things that they pick and choose to follow, caffeine being good or bad, they have a hard stance against coffee. But Mountain Dew is sometimes okay. But there is a phrase in the Mormon church that is great. So this whole thing is called choose the right. Like, always CTR, choose the right. But and when it comes to drinks, choose the Sprite.
Oh, yeah. You guys must have loved those Kobe Bryant Sprite commercials.
God, we loved Kobe Bryant so much because of those Sprite commercials. But yeah, and I'm a fan of Sprite. I am. But yeah, choose the Sprite.
Who doesn't like Sprite, first off? But
yeah,
I imagine your first sip of like caffeine, you just turn in the great cornholio. Like, you put your shirt over your head, you're walking around. Are you threatening me?
No. Well, I drank Mountain Dew and stuff the entire time I was Mormon, but coffee was when I was like, I'm going to go to college and experiment with some different bean configurations.
Usually that means kiss a dude, but you're like, no, I'm going to have some coffee.
I'm going to drink coffee out of a dude's mouth.
It is a gateway drug, this coffee.
What, to gayness?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, all those baristas, when the lights go down, baby, let me tell you.
I'm fairly likable and have normal beliefs, but that's my one extreme, is coffee makes you gay.
I'm reasonable, and I want them to be happy, but you need coffee not even once. I don't want your frappuccino.
You keep your coffee beans off me. So they pull over to camp. Of course, the Jeep breaks down, and they pull over to camp, but then somehow in the morning fix it in 2 seconds, and then are there pretty quickly. Like, I just would call somebody to come help, but they camp. And that campsite was actually near an abandoned Wendy's in New Jersey. Which I believe I've slept in that parking lot, too. That sounds familiar.
That sounds like, I don't know, when you just the phrase abandoned Wendy's makes it sound so much more terrifying.
Yeah, and New Jersey doesn't help either. So as the camping scenes were impromptu, done outside of an abandoned Wendy's on the outskirts of New Haven, New Jersey.
Oh, God.
I mean, I know New Jersey's not all like you can see New York across the river, mm-hmm. but I just, like, they looked like they were in the woods, you know?
Yeah, if I were to live in New Jersey, that would be my address, be like abandoned Wendy's, New Jersey. Just get out my mouth. Yeah.
On abandoned Wendy's drive.
But I thought the camping scene was good, but doesn't somebody get killed while they're camping?
No, they all make it back.
Okay. I just can't, I feel bad because I did watch this, but it like got in my brain and then erased itself immediately after finishing it. Like, I had to go watch like something prestigious that won Academy Awards after seeing it.
Like, MILF does a brother good.
God damn it. That well is now dry. It needs to be filled with more MILF.
And he's blue chewing Gatorade.
God, these jokes are harder to make than the JonBenet Ramsey case.
Then OJ trial. But they go camping, and that's when they get the story of Turkey. Of course, they don't believe them, and then the one girl goes out in the woods to make the phone call, and that's when she sees the turkey
mm-hmm.
and comes back. Of course, nobody believes her. And the one dynamic in this movie that there are two women in there, and both one is like dumb, and everything she says sounds like a question.
Uh-huh.
But that's the character.
Yeah.
But then there's like the other girl, that the final girl, and they're both hitting on the same dude, Johnny the football player.
Yeah.
And neither one of them is like, hey, bitch, I'm trying to get with this guy, you know?
Listen, it's the year 2008. People can have more than one partner.
That's true.
You're 2000 and late. That's all I'm saying.
Well, we have been mentioning Jay Leno and There was just another reference that we made too, and I can't remember what it was.
That's about the one review we got that sometime one time that said like their jokes last too long. They don't know when to end it. And right now, if he's still listening, he's like, God damn it, they've learned nothing.
That's definitely that.
Yeah.
And then they finally make it back to the small town, and Johnny has a problem with his dad because he's no longer the starting quarterback, and what a shitty dad he has.
That's a very small town thing, though. Be like, you ain't my boy unless you starting quarterback.
And like, he got hurt, so now he's second string. But then he lies to his dad that he's the starting quarterback. But the dad is so shitty that he just doesn't go to the games to know that he's not the starting quarterback.
But then he finally does have a reckon. He does have a good moment with his dad, and then Turkey shows up and kills him.
That's right. And even when Johnny walks into the house, did you hear that fart?
No.
There's like a weird fart in the chair. And then he gets up and walks away.
Oh, God. And then they're like, leave it in. Leave it in.
Leave it. That was the key grip.
More like key rip, am I right?
Am I right? Come on, folks.
Jokes.
We forgot to mention that they wake up and the hillbilly kid wakes up and he's in a sleeping bag. And there is Ted Nugent. He's fended off the turkey during the night, and there were turkey turds on the sleeping bag.
Which are just milk duds that are slightly melted, I do believe.
Also, that the rabbit gets thrown into the fire, and while it's burning, they're able to decipher that it was pecked to death by a turkey beak.
And like, these things just happen. It's nature.
Yeah, not any kind of bird. You know how you could just choose or figure out which pecking style it was.
I immediately look at any animal. I don't know a lot about birds, but I know when they kill, specifically when they kill something.
That was from The Birds. That was the scene in The Birds. That was a reference to Alfred Hitchcock's movie.
Yes, it was a very subtle reference, but it really reached me at my core.
The people listening that maybe or may not have seen The Birds are like, are they being serious right now?
Yeah, listen, all I know is that the turkey was also the dog from Goosebumps, and that's all that matters.
Nice chitch, bitch.
It is a very Freddy Krueger voice for this turkey.
Yeah, it is very welcome to prime time, bitch.
God,
like it's...
Yeah.
It's Freddy Turkey.
Yeah. What's going on? And I will say, when they do the turkey flashback, the animation isn't bad. Like, it's actually good animation. It's better than anything I could do.
A Native American that has some big nipples. I wrote in that. Like, it's so weird how the nipples of this Native American are just real big and long.
It's not a flattering portrayal of Native Americans, but it is a portrayal of them. So,
can you imagine what his Native American name would have been?
God,
I won't do it here.
I don't even want to think about it. Oh, God. You're a bad person.
Something with nipples. They get back into town.
Yes.
Finally.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny goes to see his parents.
Yeah.
And then they get murdered by Turkey.
Of course, as you do.
He's able to make amends via a lie.
Yeah.
They're killed.
Lying solves a lot.
Yeah. Like, nice shirt, Gavin.
Thanks, buddy.
We get one of my favorite scenes in the movie, and I don't know that it should be, but it's with what's the girl's name? The dumb girl?
Allie.
She's bringing because she's a hoe.
Yeah.
She brought a guy back to her place. Her parents are just down the hall, but they're cool.
Yeah. They don't care. They're fine with it.
They're doing it dog fashioned.
With a fella. Turkey, there's one thing that I did see a common theme in this movie and in another movie that we'll cover probably during the winter season, but Turkey does kill the guy who is doing her dog fashioned and then has sex with the girl, and it is done for laughs. It's problematic in ways.
Turkey rape.
It is, basically. It is, and it's like, I don't want to make light of it, because it's in such a shitty movie, but it's like, and you knew it was going to happen, because you're like, I bet this movie has some turkey sexual assault. for the laughs. You know, a good old yuck fest of rape. And it happens, and she plays it, and she plays it off or whatever, and it's like, God, just watching a turkey have sex with somebody non-consensually or consensually.
What if it was consensual, Gavin?
I don't. Maybe it's love. Maybe. I don't know. But it's just a weird scene that it's like the lowest hanging fruit in a movie that's already dropped its fruit in the dirt.
He slices the guy's throat or something, and there's a squirt of blood. And of course she says, "Oh, you finished so fast."
And he's like, "Ugh!" And just I can't even think about the one-liners that he makes right now. I should have written more of them down.
You're stuffed. That's
right. You're stuffed. It's not. I wanna be like this good social justice warrior and be like,
"It's a turkey, Gavin."
Listen, I wanna get my SJW points, but also him saying "you're stuffed" is like that is.
But that's the joke. The joke.
I know. I'm so conflicted. Am I a bad person? No, I'm not. I don't think I am.
For other reasons, because you drank coffee.
Yeah, you're right. I'm going to hell for that. Hell is paid with good intentions with coffee. But I did notice that this sexual relations with item or with thing that you shouldn't have sex with is a common theme. Because when we cover Jack Frost, spoiler, there is snowman rape in that.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. I didn't, and it's like Shannon Elizabeth, who went on to be in like American Pie and like other movies, who has it done to her. And I'm glad we've gotten away from that, but it is, I don't know, it's just, it's weird. I know it's 2008, I'm so 2000 and late, but I don't, it makes me feel weird.
The turkey also hit us with the R word and the F slur.
Yeah, that was, but I... When you're watching a movie called Thanksgiving, you're like, this is going to happen. I think he uses the R slur a bunch.
A little bit. But yeah. It's all the things that you shouldn't, but it's also, it's a turkey.
Yeah.
Could you take this movie?
It's a turkey. It is. But it's crazy to think that you could just like make this, and people were like, yeah, that's fine.
Well, nobody bought it, so that's what they had to distribute on Amazon.
Yeah, that
took them a year to sell 1,000 copies, and then it's, you know, I will speak for both. We endorse everything in this movie because we're covering it on this podcast.
God, you're right. I do stand with, I stand with Thanksgiving. Is that my stand?
That's true.
I was with Thanksgiving on the steps of the Capitol on January 6th. We said, stop the steal. And Turkey's like, stop the steal, bitch.
How did you condemn this more than that scene from the head scene?
Oh.
And whatever that movie was called. Latour.
Oh, and High Tension?
With High Tension.
I don't know.
That scene's far worse.
I guess because the head's already detached. That's where I draw the line. It's like, is the head attached to a living person? Is it? That's my very weird moral compass.
I also like how I don't think we discussed this, that the kids get to town, but how the turkey gets to town is that some guy pulls over.
Yes! Yes!
And he says, ask ass or grass to the turkey. And the turkey gets in, and I think the guy was going to fuck the turkey.
Yeah, well, because the turkey goes, well, I ain't got any money for gas or grass, so I guess it's ass.
But that one, you would have been okay because it was consensual.
It was consensual between a...
Consensual bestiality.
Which I think is Ozzy Osbourne's best-selling album, isn't it?
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good album. Yeah, I don't like those words together in a sentence. Consensual bestiality. But I mean,
hey, he took the oats out of my hand. He knew what this was.
You pulled over. You knew what you were signing up for.
And then we get another thing that I love is where the turkey can just pull out a weapon. He's all of a sudden he's got a rifle.
Yeah.
And he shoots he makes the guy call his daughter first, and then he shoots him in the head.
It's so mean. I will say one of my favorite scenes, though, is he does kill the girl's dad, who will not be going to the policeman's Thanksgiving ball. Which
either
is really,
last night or tonight.
Last night, tonight, tomorrow night, somewhere it will be happening. And then he cuts his face off and wears the face, and nobody notices the difference. And again, for a movie that is this bad, this cheap, this shitty, the turkey wearing the face mask does not look that bad. It looks bad, but in like the good bad way.
And even before that, he goes over to the girl's house to see if she's there, and the guy is dressed up. I guess it's a costume party. Mm-hmm. He's dressed up as a turkey, and they have a weird, awkward moment at the table.
Mm-hmm.
Where the turkey says, fuck, and the guy's like, did you say fuck? Because he thinks he's a little person.
Yeah.
The turkey, because he's wearing those glasses with the nose and the mustache.
The Groucho, yeah. The old Groucho Marx.
Yeah. And he's like, I wasn't worried about the size of the fuck. I was worried about the age of the fuck.
Good God. It's like they wrote the most, they went through, wrote a movie, and then said, well, how can we make this more offensive in 23 years?
Oh, that's a lot of movies don't hold up. Yeah. But it's a turkey. It's a turkey, Gavin.
It's a turkey. It's the, I hate that. It's a turkey defense.
Your Honor.
I didn't know what I was doing. It was a turkey.
My client is a turkey.
I imagine the chicken lawyer from Futurama defending a turkey. What I do, yeah. I do say my client is a turkey.
Yeah, so and then so the girl gets killed dog fashioned.
Yeah.
Turkey style.
Mm-hmm.
Then they meet up after Johnny's parents are dead and they go to check on her.
Mm-hmm.
And there is that they find at the scene a gravy flavored condom.
Yes. So even though the turkey is a predator, he was wearing protection.
Thank God.
Yeah, you would hate to see a pregnant woman with a turkey inside of her. Which is a sentence I just said out loud.
Looks like that turkey's about done.
Got one in the oven. Oh God! As you know, what I so it's today is Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving! Mm-hmm. You know, there's going to be so many tonight on Facebook and Instagram, so many engagements, so many like baby announcements that are going to be like, guess what's in my oven?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So prepare yourselves, everybody. If you
should have used a gravy flavored condom.
Go give me some Blue Chew. Some Gatorade and a gravy-flavored condom. Grandpa's getting back in the swing of it.
Beef gravy. Come on and get some of Grandpa's gravy.
No, I hope that you're listening to this with your family gathered around like the old time when there was no TV, just radio. But like, Grandpa, come here. I found this podcast. It's called They're Coming to Get You. There's two chuckle funds who are very funny. Now get your gravy-flavored condom on and let's fuck.
I do love that the turkey wears the guy's face. I think it's a fun gag.
It is, and that nobody realizes it. It's fun.
Yeah.
Silly.
And then they confront the turkey, and he's mad.
Mm-hmm.
Because, we had the scene where they're trying to read up on the turkey. And this is where a movie is shitty, because the girl shows up at her own house, and she thinks she's talking to her dad. And she says, do you mind if we look at your library in the garage?
Yeah. And then he's like where's it at?
Mm-hmm. But also, like, wouldn't you just say, can we look at your library? There's another scene at the very end where she goes, let's hide in that shed over there. You're at your house. You would just say, let's hide in the shed.
Yes. But this is what a lot of first-time filmmakers will do, or filmmakers will do who don't know how to write. They'll, like, just add too many words. And there's, like, no, the implication is there. But no, you have to say, can we go see the library in the garage? That is 12x8 garage, yeah. Please. Too much detail. Like, too much detail. Cut the detail.
They're reading. They're trying to find the solution. Of course, they find it. And then it's discovered because the turkey is on top of the faceless dad's body.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's usually a pretty good giveaway. I like the scene where the turkey kills Billy, and then Darren finds Billy, and they have this moment where they remember all the good times they had together. Just, and I love that. I love the scene of Billy as a ghost, which again, not a terrible effect. Looked pretty, actually pretty funny and good.
Yeah.
And I love it. I love the humor in this most of the time because it is legitimately funny and makes you go, this is dumb, but I love this.
Yeah, it's almost if they were, you know, holding hands and me and you and you and me.
Like if they had a budget for a Queen song.
Yeah. Is that Queen? I don't know.
I think it's Queen.
The Turtles.
What?
The band The Turtles.
Is it? I think that's Queen.
I'll bet you my DVD copy of MILF Does a Brother Good.
Well, you get to keep that, my dude. What is the... There's another song. Oh, you're My Best Friend is by Queen.
You're my best friend. That would work, too.
Yeah.
Because there's that song where it's like, you're my best friend, and then it goes, you're my dead best friend.
Oh, man.
They do have the moment with the turkey where they're trying to find out why the turkey is being such an asshole. And Johnny says, we gave you casinos and land. Didn't that make up for it? And then Turkey says, it almost did, but it didn't.
And
that was the whole explanation.
That is some sound logic. Like, you cannot argue with that logic. It almost did, but it dented. But it didn't. Is a full statement. That is full stop, period. And no more explanation needed. I accept what you were saying. No questions, no notes.
So we do get the turkey can somehow fool some this fat guy who's always eating in the movie.
Yes.
That he finds a cooked turkey on the sidewalk.
Yeah, a ghost
and
turkey.
And eats it.
A fake ghost turkey.
And then we get a gut buster scene, just like in Alien.
Yeah, and it's
chest burster.
Again, not bad effect. Pretty good effect.
Mm-hmm. And then he busts out and he says, now that's what I call foul play.
God, these puns are 10 out of 10. No notes.
I need it to be Adam West Batman the whole movie.
10 out of 10. I foul play. That would have been perfect. It's so sad that Adam West was unable to fulfill. He had a scheduling conflict and could not be turkey in Thanksgiving.
Old chum.
Old chum. Adam West was a delight and had the most sex of anybody ever when he was Batman.
My man.
My man. Am I right?
My Batman.
Yeah.
Then they find the teepee? I don't remember what they called it. Teepee where the turkey lives.
Yeah, and they have to, basically to kill the turkey. How do they kill the turkey? What do they need to do?
They have to burn it at the stake, I believe, is how they kill it.
They have to burn him at the stake, and they have to say a prayer to kill him. And then, so they do the...
That prayer makes him mortal, and then they can burn him, I believe.
Yeah, so
again,
they...
doesn't matter.
Yeah, so they say the prayer, they burn him, and then Oscar shows up and shoots turkey, and they throw his body away in a dumpster, and you're like, this is awesome. The movie is over, but it's not, because they put him in a dumpster with toxic waste that brings him back.
You know, you just keep a regular trash can that you put out by the street filled with toxic waste.
I hate that I don't know when my city's toxic waste pickup is, because we live in Tromaville.
Yeah, it's a tox drop. Yeah.
Absolutely. So everybody thinks they're fine. Turkey shows back up and electric knifes Johnny, which an electric knife is so much worse than a regular knife stabbing you because it's like a saw at that point.
Yeah, and you know it's sharp because you only use it twice a year.
Yeah, you only bring it out for Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Oh.
And I forgot to mention on the IMDb fact that ooze that was in the trash can was the secret ooze, the same ooze that turned the Ninja Turtles into Ninja Turtles.
Oh, the mutagen, the ooze?
Yep.
That's good to know. That is good to know.
That's
so
true.
If the movie had kept going, he would have turned into like a Baxter Stockman type creature.
I think so. Look out, boss. It's the turkey.
All right, here we go. I don't know what that was. What was that? That was just an old British man. All right, we got to get the turtles.
What?
What day is it?
You boy. So the turkey comes back glowing green, and he sticks Johnny with the the automatic knife deal. Mm-hmm. And I love that at the around the trash can, they're like, what do we do now? And essentially they say, our parents are dead. Let's go watch movies.
Yeah.
In the house where my dead dad's body is.
Don't call the police because the police are dead. The one police is dead and they're all at the ball.
Yeah, you can't. The policeman. One thing I've learned about cops is they don't leave the policeman's ball for nothing.
They don't leave it for nothing. Once those doors close, they are off duty and ready to please that booty.
Once you hear Cotton Eye Joe, I'm not leaving.
Oh, sweet Caroline.
Ba, ba, ba.
And this is how we turn this podcast into a hockey game.
And that's how we get censored on our podcast platforms.
We're fine. We're
too much copyright music.
If any of our singing of Sweet Caroline somehow triggered flags of copyright, we are doing too good of a job and we should switch careers immediately.
We also forget to say that Darren, he leaves the room because they're about to bang in front of him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He goes to the bathroom and then the kitchen and he gets his tongue bitten out, but not before getting stabbed in the ass by a meat thermometer.
Yes.
And he says, you're done.
Such a good one-liner by that. I do like the way that Johnny's like, I think I like you. You want to go on a date? Like, I think I'd like that. And then they just, like, skip the date altogether and like, oh, they're going to have sex during what movie? What movie are they watching?
They're Coming to Get You, Barbara.
Oh, Night of Living Dead, the most used movie because it's public domain and everybody loves it.
They stole our shit.
They did. How dare
12 years
they?
Ago, or however long it was.
It's 15 years ago.
Okay, yeah.
That's depressing. That's depressing that this movie can almost drive.
Yeah. Somebody must have been giving it a lesson. Like the turkey.
Then they do. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
And then Kristen finally does get an aerosol flamethrower, which looks super fucking unsafe, knowing that this movie had $3,500 budget.
Mm-hmm.
Use an aerosol flamethrower to kill turkey. And what I thought about, like, man, they fucking just ruined a puppet. Like, that was not cheap, and they just burned that puppet.
The director made it in his bathroom using leftover props from, I guess, something else, but no puppet exists because they burnt it.
Wow, that's upsetting.
At least from the first one.
That's kind of upsetting, if you ask me, that this piece of cinematic history was lost to being burned.
How much would you pay to see the turkey from Thanksgiving, the prop?
At a con?
Yeah.
Be like, oh, man. Seeing as a fool and their money are easily parted, I'd pay at least $80 to meet that puppet.
Would you rather see the puppet or Wanda Lust
at a con? I feel like the puppet. I don't know. I have a weird thing about, like, I respect sex workers and, like, pornographic actresses and stuff. It's a job. You get yours. I just feel like I'd be so weird meeting one because I know I would be normal probably, but everybody else might not be. And I don't want to.
You remember when you showed your boobs?
You remember that scene where it was called MILF Does a Brother Good? Remember? You still talk to those guys? You guys keep in touch?
You guys ever go hang out at an abandoned Wendy's in New Jersey?
And she's like, actually, it's a currently working Grandy's. We meet up because Granny loves some Grandy's.
But they burn the turkey at the stake, and then somehow Ted Nugent shows back up briefly.
Yeah.
For no reason.
Cat scratch fever, baby.
She's eating part of the turkey, which we know it's been in toxic waste.
Mm-hmm.
It's possessed turkey. I'm not eating that.
Listen, all I know is that people always accuse white people of eating unseasoned turkey or unseasoned meats, and for once they season it with some toxic waste, and you're going to judge them for that? How dare you?
Yeah. She smelled like wet dog, though.
She does eat the turkey leg, and then you cut to, is it 1 year later, maybe?
It doesn't say, just like a Thanksgiving, and there's a fully cooked turkey, you know, because, you know, when you burn something in the fire, then you get it out and serve it the next day.
Yeah, somehow a new family has a turkey, and the turkey comes to life and says, I smell a sequel, bitch.
Which makes a little bit more sense than Terrifier 2.
hey, You keep Terrifier 2 out your mouth. You leave it alone.
At least it was 70 minutes long and not 2.5 goddamn hours.
You make fair points. You make fair points. Overall, though, Thanksgiving is a Thanksgiving staple. Again, we haven't seen the new Thanksgiving movie yet as of this recording. But honestly, Thanksgiving is a terrible, offensive movie that I still kind of had fun with. So what does that say about me as a person? I don't know. But it's not great. It's not high art. But it is a moment in time and just a dumb movie that is a killer turkey on Thanksgiving.
Well, I guess we could probably... this is the type of movie, Gavin, would you say, is this a party movie?
A very specific kind of party, yes.
Like you put this on your Friendsgiving?
You could put this on at your Friendsgiving, yes. Or at your very, very straight-laced Thanksgiving that you're currently driving to right now. Maybe you're meeting your girlfriend's parents for the first time, your boyfriend's parents for the first time, and you need an icebreaker, and you go, I have the movie for us. And then you see where it goes from there.
There was a musical adaptation that's been done a few different times, but the guy who played Darren, the nerd, came back and reprised his role in 2017. No one wanted to distribute the film at first, so the filmmaker sold the DVD on Amazon. It took over a year to sell 1,000 copies. The central tagline, gobble, gobble, motherfucker, was thought of before the movie's actual plot.
That all tracks.
It was shot in 11 days, and I guess they filmed some of that stuff at Denison University in Granville, Ohio. The camping scenes were impromptu, like I said, filmed at that Wendy's. Now, the guys who made this, they were kicking around another idea before they settled on Thanksgiving. They were going to do an Easter one, and it was going to be called Eggstrava Kill.
That's not as strong as a pun. That's not as good of a pun. That's really a mouthful and really kind of clunky to say.
Yeah.
So glad they didn't make it for that reason.
There is a third one, which is actually part two, but it's called Thanksgiving 3. The follow-up isn't technically a sequel either. It's the third film in a trilogy that was never released. The second film in the world of the third film, all copies of the actual sequel to Thanksgiving are destroyed, except one. Mm. And it's up to our foul-mouthed protagonist to recover the last remaining copy.
So Turkey is the star of the third one.
I think I didn't get that far. I just know it was in space, and it features our friend Wanda Lust in a spacesuit where the boobs are exposed yet again.
If you meet her at a con, be like, do you still have the suit? You still have the suit?
Hey, how much to get a picture of you in that suit in the hotel room? not here at the table.
You can just give her a bunch of hotel cards. This is my room. I am staying at the Comfort Inn.
It's at the Hilton, the convention, and you're at the Red Roof
Inn. I'm in Red Roof Room 116. Hope you like Forensic Files.
What was the best kill?
Best kill's got to be the chest burster scene. Absolutely.
I said the turkey burster, or we didn't get to see the kill, but I like the aftermath of him wearing the dad's face.
Yeah, that's a good one. I think my oh shit moment is the dad wearing the... I think it's the turkey wearing the dad's face is my oh shit moment.
Okay. I think my oh shit moment is the turkey fashion.
Yeah, it was harder to decide which one to choose. It was harder to close than the JonBenet Ramsey case.
I think this podcast is harder to close than the JonBenet Ramsey case.
If you're still listening an hour into this podcast is longer than the fucking movie. We are now what? If you're still listening, we really do appreciate you listening to us just gobble gobble through this podcast. Thank you so much to everybody who is our Patreon subscribers. Patreon.com/they're coming to get you. Please subscribe. And Brent, if you liked Thanksgiving, what would you recommend?
I would recommend the movie Jack Frost, that killer snowman we just talked about.
Mm-hmm.
I would also recommend the movie. It's horror adjacent, more sci-fi, but the movie Velocipastor. That's fun.
Yeah.
And then there's one on Tubi that I saw. I don't know if it's still on Tubi, but it's called Army of Frankensteins. And if you thought just the one bad mustache in this movie was not enough, well, buckle up, because you're about to be time traveled back to the Civil War with a bunch of Frankensteins.
There you go. If you like Thanksgiving, watch anything by Troma. You got Toxic Avenger. You've got Class of Nukem High. Any of those like really slocky 80s gross kind of movies. Troma has one called Poultrygeist, which is a ghost chicken movie, which I think you will enjoy.
Anything else?
I think that's it. Just happy Thanksgiving. Hopefully you have a great Thanksgiving with your family. For all of our international listeners, I'll enjoy your Thursday, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
We are so sorry. Plymouth Rock, what's up? Yep. I guess.
Fraggle Rock, all that.
School We're of sorry. Rock. Brent, take us out.
They're coming to get you.
They're coming to get you. They're coming for you, Barbara.
They're coming to get you.